We continue with Southwest Focus Kansas on this Sunday morning, and it's time to roll up your sleeve. We're going to talk about flu shots with Ashley Goss. She's the administrator at the Finney County Health Department.
It's a perfect time to get the flu shot. CDC recommends we give it as soon as we start receiving the stock. We've started receiving inventory in September. We started giving flu shots in September. This year, there is actually a new flu shot that has four variants in it instead of the standard three. Typically, every year, the flu vaccine is made up of the three most common flu strains that were seen the prior flu season. So the four-variant flu is new. That is not one that we carry, though, this year. I don't know. Some of the other providers in town may have it. We stock the three-variant flu vaccine as well as the high-dose flu vaccine, which is for those that are 65 and older. It's a stronger dose for the older population.
Is there any concern about not having that fourth strain flu shot?
You know, so far, no. It's just kind of, you never know each year, because each year the CDC hopes that the three most common the prior year and now this year the four most common the prior year are going to be what we see the most of this year and will be the ones that are still lingering that we can protect people against. There's always a chance that there's going to be a new strain developed, such as H1N1 made its way back into the community a couple of years ago. It wasn't new, but it was one we hadn't seen for years. And so it's just, you hope that you are catching the right ones, but all we can go off is data from the prior year, and that's how they make the vaccine.
Talking with Ashley Goss, who's the administrator here at the Finney County Health Department. Why don't we go a little bit into some of the misconceptions about getting a flu shot, such as ages, or I don't need one, or it's not readily available.
It is recommended that everyone 6 months and older get the flu shot, especially those with... There's certain a population that cannot get a flu shot depending on their immune system. And so it's our responsibility, the rest of us that can receive it, to get our flu shot to help keep those healthy that can't receive it due to a compromised immune system. The ages that are at the most risk, of course, are your younger group and then the elderly group. So it's very important that they get their flu shot, as well as those of us who may be taking care of those individuals. Mm. Another misconception that we hear a lot of is the flu shot makes me sick. The flu shot does not make you sick. If you happen to get sick after you get a flu shot, more than likely it's because you were already coming down with something, your body was already fighting it, you just were not feeling symptomatic yet. So that's something we hear a lot of, and people will tell us, I'm not going to get it because it makes me sick. It's not due to the flu shot. If you happen to come down with influenza, which is what the flu shot protects you against, you will be very, very sick. And there's complications that can arise from it. Every year there are people that die from getting influenza. So if you can do something to protect yourself against it, that's the best bet.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people probably think there is not a lot of or enough supply for them. Do you find that as a common problem?
No, not at all. This year we haven't heard of any manufacturer shortages of any kind. We've had plenty of stock. All of our inventory has come in. And so right now we don't foresee that at all. That's out of our hands, of course. It's at the manufacturers is where it falls, but we have not been notified of any type of a shortage of any kind.
How do you pay for a flu shot?
You can come in and you can pay cash always, credit card always, and then if you have insurance, we are more than happy to bill your insurance for it. A lot of insurances will pay for the flu shot, Medicare included, but if they don't cover it, then of course you'll have to pay for it, but we're more than happy to submit it to insurance first for you.
And a lot of people want to know when to get the flu shot, so when do you?
Come in and get the flu shot now, anytime from here forward. You can always come to the health department during our regular business hours, which would be Monday through Thursday, 8 to noon and 1 to 5:30, and then, of course, Friday, 8 to 11:30. We're closed the first Friday of the month. Or if you happen to work for a business that employs 20 or more people and you're interested in having us come on site, just give us a call, and we can make arrangements to come to your business and give vaccines on site.
Wow, that's convenient. I didn't hear about a lot of health departments doing that.
Right. We do try and get into the community and provide them. We recently did a drive-through flu clinic, which we will be doing again next year. So we're always looking for ways to make it convenient for the public so that they have a chance to get their flu shot.
Ashley Goss joining us, who's the administrator at the Finney County Health Department. Thanks very much for your insight today.
Thanks.